And our special guest is Hillary Gamm. We're talking about her work in the field of just the right thing, I guess. That's the best way to put it. And her book is called Billions Lost, and we'll be back with her, your calls in a moment on Coast to Coast AM. And welcome back to Coast, George Norrie back with you. Hillary Gamm, our special guest. Her website, as she just mentioned, is linked up at coasttocoastam.com. It's amworkco, amworkco.com. Her book is called Billions Lost, The American Tech Crisis and the Roadmap to Change. How does the future look, Hillary, in your opinion, for technology here?
Well, you know, I'm hoping that the 2020 college grads are going to get a chance to get jobs. That's my biggest hope. I'm hoping there's a program.
Will there be 2020 grads because of the coronavirus? I mean, what happens there?
Well, there's going to be a load of 2020 grads, and they have a lot of college debt, and they need to be given an opportunity to get employment to pay off that debt. I mean, think of the sacrifices these families have made to send their children to school. I remember you have so many awesome listeners who are heroes to the American public, who are truck drivers on the roads, bringing our goods and our food all over the country. And they sacrifice so much, as do all American families. Send their
children. They absolutely. And believe it or not, we've got great cops out there, not counting the idiots in Minneapolis that did what they did. But even that Minneapolis department, I lived there for a year. They've got some great cops working there, too. So this is an unfortunate situation. I just thought I'd throw that in for you.
Yeah, absolutely. The cops, the firemen, I mean, absolutely. The people working at the grocery store, everybody. And so people are saving. They're going to college. They're paying their dues. They're doing everything right. And what's happening is there's a program called Optional Practical Training, which is a program where students on F-1 visas come to the United States to study, but then they're given an opportunity to work in the United States, and they don't have to pay taxes, and neither do their employer.
Do they get SSI numbers, Social Security numbers?
No. And so what happens is the biggest abusers of, like, the H-1B program, in terms of American companies that hire thousands and thousands of H-1Bs, they also hire thousands and thousands of these OPT workers, these foreign students who stay in the United States to work, and they hire them instead of American graduates. And it's just really unfair. Because,
why? They do it because they get paid for it, or what?
Yeah, they're getting a huge tax break.
Ah, okay.
So because they don't have to pay FICA taxes, they don't have to pay the Social Security, the Medicare, or the unemployment contribution.
And do they get reimbursed from the government for hiring these folks?
No, but, I mean, they're a 16% break. Imagine.
Well, that's a lot of money to a bottom line for a company.
Then that's why, you know, think about it. You know, do these huge American corporations really need to have tax-free employees?
All right, so what genius gave them that right?
Well, it started under the Bush 2 administration, and then it was expanded under the Obama administration.
Some lobbyists pushed for that. I'm telling you, some corporate lobbyist got that through.
Some of the big CEOs that you know very well, and they pushed for it, and Congress never ratified it. So Congress never had debates. It wasn't even done by law.
Well, then how is it law?
By executive order, by President Obama, did it by executive order.
Jeez.
And in 2018 alone, 250,000 of these foreign graduates were employed rather than American graduates. So you have these American kids who are sitting next to their friends who are from a foreign country, and the American kid doesn't even get the job interview, and the foreign student gets the job interview and gets the job.
And the company that brings in the foreign student is going to save 16% off the top.
Exactly. And what's even sadder, George, which is just such a travesty, do you realize that today American citizens are being furloughed or laid off?
Yes, they are.
And their H-1B counterparts are being kept on the job.
That's crazy. Let's take some calls for you, Hillary. They're lining up for you. Let's go to John in Ohio to get things going. Hi, John. Go ahead.
I was really interested in this to look for some grassroots influence on our media. If you talk about mega billionaires like Schmidt of Google and Zuckerberg and Bezos, these are mega billionaires, and yet they have control over our sources of news. And these people who claim because they are private have a right to censor our access to news. Most of our information comes from big business media, which interlocks with the big military industrial corporations. It's infiltrated by the CIA. Just look up CIA Operation Mockingbird. Any real grassroots anti-establishment or non-establishment media is the real left, yet they are totally censored. Organizations like Global Research, Information Clearinghouse, World Socialist Website, they found out that there's been collusion between these mega billionaires who could own and control the social media with the State Department to set up algorithms to prevent normal access to the World Wide Web that people would look at in searches and of words and phrases. And their traffic has gone down 80% and 90% because of this secret collusion between.
Well, that's huge, and it is happening. That's why you have programs like ours where you're free to talk about things, and it's going worldwide. So not everybody is blackballed and muffled. At least not us. Not yet, Hillary.
Yes, thank goodness. We are so grateful for that. Absolutely. That's why I'm such a pleasure to be on and talking to you and your listeners. Absolutely.
Of course.
And it's true. You know, what he said is absolutely right. When there's so much collusion, that's why people fell for the story that there wasn't enough great STEM talent and Americans aren't smart enough to take these jobs. It's a total myth. It's a total lie. It's just people, that billionaires, just want to hire cheap labor. They want to say Americans are stupid and uneducated or they don't want to work. The reality is they want to work, and they are educated, and they're capable. And we need to make sure that Americans are given the opportunities to work.
Yeah, absolutely. I will say this, that I have seen a lot of foreign workers doing yard work and manual labor, and these folks are working their tails off. And you know, you got to give them credit for their work ethic, because I don't see any of them lollygagging around or anything like that. But again, you're right. They're taking jobs away from Americans. We assume some people have said that the immigrants are doing jobs, not the student ones you just talked about, but that they're doing jobs that Americans don't want to do. Have you heard that before, Hillary?
It's just a crazy thing to say. I mean, listen, right now the federal data shows that in the United States, the federal and state governments employ almost 20,000 H-1B workers. I'm 100% sure that every one of those jobs an American citizen would want to take. So there is a perfect example of dispelling the myth. I believe that American citizens want to be able to earn a wage and put food on the table and have dignity and feel good about the fact that they're setting a good example. You know, idle hands are not good. We want to keep our folks working and motivated, and we want to give them opportunities.
I would love to hear from an employer who went out and schooled and looked for employees and see what they have to say, and just say, assuming they're telling the truth, that, I put an ad in the paper and I got 900 immigrants applied and no Americans. I want to hear that kind of info.
Well, that's not really what happens, George. What happens is our resources, those who are doing the recruiting, it's been confiscated by, you know, foreign recruiters. So they'll get 200 resumes. 190 of them might be American resumes, but they don't have the.
They don't solicit those, though, do
no,
they?
Or no. Put it. That's the fraud and the corruption that so many of us are so upset about.
First-time caller, John in San Diego. John, you're on with Hillary Gam. Go ahead.
Thank you very much, George, and a pleasure meeting you, Hillary. And it's a pleasure, such an educated and active lady. After the Second World War, American doctors went to different countries, and they brought back already educated and graduated young medical doctors because we were short of medical because of the war. And now some of these locations in Latin America, they don't want these scientists to go and take their graduates, because here a country builds finally a educated population and these foreign countries come and take them. And they need that to develop those countries. And today, 2020, when you have a company like 7-Eleven, they have the answering service for their credit card is working in Central America. But those people that are working, answering those phone calls, they're good people. They're students, they're lawyers, they're doctors, because they can't get a better job over there because they need help. When you have the agricultural of Imperial Valley and the wine locations, Americans are not going to go work in the fields. Now, yes, there are now farming machines that take away those jobs, but she is saying the right thing. We have to educate our people. Now, what happens with those people, like you said, the gardeners and so forth, that's the father of the third generation, like in the Indians say.
Mm-hmm.
Seventh generation is the one that comes up ahead. But she is right, and I need more women like her. Women are going to pull us out of this mess. That's why they're now thinking, we thought about a female president. We thought of, now we're thinking about a vice president woman. I don't know what it is with you ladies, but you got to get out and get us going, because we're just not pulling the rope here.
Well, and talking about, I'll get you to react to this in a second, Hillary, but talking about presidential candidates who are women, got an email in from Paul who said, George, I've listened to you for about an hour now. Why haven't you asked Hillary why she thought she lost to Donald Trump? It's not that Hillary, but go ahead. I'll let you react to John.
Well, I wanted to say, you're so kind to say that, and I have to say, you know, we're moms, so we're three moms that started Amworko. There were two other moms, Michelle Malkin and Sarah Blackwell, the attorney who represented the Disney workers who were laid off. And we're all moms, and I think the thing is we want the best for our own children and every American child. And so we're really motivated to make sure people understand. Did you know that today in the United States, Lauren Witzke interviewed four doctors, four American doctors who all went to medical school,
mm-hmm.
and none of them could place a residency, and none of them can get hired. And they talked all about the fact that these foreign doctors come in and take the spots because they're more experienced, and it's their opportunity to come to the United States and live here. But like you said, you know, their countries need doctors too. You know,
but they're not getting paid enough in those countries.
I'm not sure about if they're not getting paid enough, but I really think if Americans are spending $250,000, $300,000 to learn how to be physicians in the United States and they're American citizens, I think they should have an equal opportunity to get jobs as doctors here.
Well, we should give incentives to companies to hire Americans and not foreigners. I know some foreign doctors who used to live in India, for example, or Pakistan. They are making more money times 10 here in the United States than they were making there. And they're good doctors. They're smart. They're almost like scientists who decided to go into the medical field.
But, and we're lucky for getting them here, but I feel bad for the countries that lost them. And I truly feel bad for the Americans that, you know, spend so much time and money going to medical school and then not being given the opportunity to practice medicine. That's just so devastating. In fact, you know, George, one of the gentlemen who heard me on your show last year, a gentleman by the name of Michael, I actually got him an interview, I think last week, with someone who's going to do a story on him. He's an African-American doctor. He was educated in the United States. He went and did his residency, and he can't get a job. And he says, you know, here I am, an African-American guy. I want to treat my population. I went to school. I took the test, and I can't even land a job. So those are the kinds of stories, you know, we need people to call in and tell
you. Well, it's also tough since this COVID-19 has happened just in the St. Louis area. A major hospital chain has laid off 1,500 people. I mean, it's unbelievable.
Terrible, right?
Yeah.
Right, because all the physicians, you know, people are so scared that they're going to get sick that all of the elective surgeries and all of the cancer treatments, all these medical procedures are all being canceled. And, you know, these docs and these nurses, they're losing wages, they're losing opportunity. That's why we need to get our economy back. We need to get people working, get people healthy, keep people healthy, and get our economy back.
Let's go to Barry in Rock Hills, South Carolina. Hello there, Barry.
Could I speak to George yet, please?
Mom is not here right now.
George, I told Tommy, I said, I'm going to ask George if George from Georgette Radio Show.
She might get her own show. I think she might be pushing for that.
I tell you what, George, she would be a good one, and I mean it. And darn it, you didn't let her talk long enough, and you kept interrupting her.
She got after me last year for cutting her off, by the way.
I think that's great, George, but what a great little story. Boy, you got your...
And we're kind of losing you. We're losing you a little bit, Barry. I'm going to have Tom recheck your phone a little bit. You faded on me. Let's go to Ed in Tehachapi, California. Go ahead, Ed.
Hi, George. And once again, it was so much fun to hear your mom. My God, she and my mother were in the same mold. Absolutely the same
they
mold.
They are something, aren't they?
Oh, boy, they're a gem. And I sent you an email about this a little while ago, and I said, don't forget, you pick your parents.
That's right.
So you chose well. Anyway, there's a couple of things I could talk about here since I've certainly hired a number of kids from places like Stanford and MIT. And during my years there, I'm highly technical by background. And there's a aspect of this subject that I go around in circles in my head trying to figure out how you handle this. But it has to do with graduate students and the pressure some of these foreign graduate students are under to be spies. And
that's interesting.
Oh, my goodness. Is there a lot I could say about this? I want to phrase this properly for the radio.
Yeah, I understand.
And
thank you.
The foreign students, if I were to be kind about it, I would say the foreign students are under, particularly Chinese, are under pressure, tremendous pressure to see they're at the perfect location at that age and at the forefront schools like Stanford or MIT to see what's being done in laboratories and therefore filter things back to their home country.
Jeez. Anything for an advantage, huh?
Pardon me?
Anything for an advantage.
Oh, anything for an advantage, and it gets disgusting sometimes because you have an American student who's working, has to work with a foreign student in a certain laboratory. The foreign student's not only stealing work and sending it back, but stealing work and calling it their own.
Plagiarism at its best.
Plagiarism. So now the professor says, well, gee, this student is doing really well, where my American student is not doing very well. Okay, so you can see where that leads.
Yeah.
Okay, so now we get out to the hiring, and I'm hiring maybe somebody from Stanford, and then this is in Silicon Valley days. I did some of the original work on ultrasound years ago, and the cochlear implant, the artificial ear.
Sure, it's what Rush Limbaugh has.
Exactly, and then Silicon Valley type work for a lot of years. So the point I'm trying to make here is that then I'd be interviewing somebody, and the person that the professor sends, who's an expert, quote unquote, in this new area, I start talking to them, and I find out they don't really know that much. But how come the professor sent them? Well, because that person helped that professor get his next edge up the ladder.
It runs around, and it's a buddy's network, to be sure. We're going to take a quick break and come back with final calls with Hillary Gamm. Her book is called Billions Lost. Her website is linked up at coasttocoastam.com. Also, don't forget to grab our free YouTube channel. I want those numbers to go way up. It's free. Subscribe to it. You're going to love it. Just go to YouTube and put in the search bar Coast to Coast AM Official, or click the link at the top of the right-hand corner of coasttocoastam.com. Well, next hour, investigative reporter Cheryl Jones joins us with the story of doctors who are dying, but why? It's a great story. Check in with us. And then in the last hour of the program tonight, we'll have conversations with Cheryl, where we take your phone calls here on Coast to Coast AM. And welcome back. Our final segment with Hillary Gamm as we talk about all things that are affecting all of us. Hillary, what's your passion of all these things that we've talked about tonight? Which really gets you going?
You know, the only way that we can be the David that beats the Goliath is we get your coast-to-coast listeners energized and understanding that every one of them has the opportunity to really change the course of the future of our nation. And so I hope that every listener tonight reaches out to me and sends us an email and follows us on Twitter, because we just need help. We need to get the right people working for Americans and working for our democracy.
Well, they are passionate, and they will probably jump aboard. Let's go to Danny in Oklahoma City. Welcome to the program, Danny.
Hey, George. Good morning.
Good morning.
Yes, I'm glad that you had your mom on the air. It reminded me of my parents. You know, we lost them just a couple of years ago, but I know it's precious, you know, to have them, you know, late in life like that.
Oh, it is. And David Letterman used to put his mother on every once in a while, too. Remember that?
Yeah, I do. He sure did, from Indiana, right?
Yeah, that's right. And, you know, when mom asks for a birthday present, you got to deliver. And I can't say no to her.
Well, Hillary, I just wanted to congratulate you and just tell you thanks. You and Michelle Malkin, we just need more pro-American conservative activists like you guys, because, I mean, we're going to need all the help we can get, you know, to keep this country going. I mean, there's a lot of good American people out there, and I think with the American spirit and American ingenuity, you know, and Donald Trump, you know, he rolls up his sleeves. I mean, I call him a working president. He truly does work for the American people. And what I wanted to ask you is, do you think that it would be very important in light of especially all the suspicions that have come out of China with this virus and all? I'm like George. I have a feeling that, you know, this thing just wasn't an accident that came out of China, and the timing is really suspect, just like the Russian collusion
yep.
and so forth. But what I wanted to ask you is, as far as bringing, do you think a lot of these American pharmaceuticals, even if it's a national due to a national security issue, bring these American pharmaceutical manufacturers back here along with a lot of other American jobs?
Yeah. Don't you think that's what we need? We need our data to come back. We need our manufacturing to come back. We need all these critical industries to come back to the U.S.
Well, yeah, we need everything.
We really need to be educating our children. We need to reemploy our experienced professionals. So many Americans over the age of 40 laid out, put out to drive, you know, put out to pasture. And it's awful. And they're just intelligent. They're capable. They're experienced. They're able-bodied, and they should be working. And we need to bring back our industry. We need to bring back our jobs. We need to protect our intellectual property. And thank you so much for your kind words. And it's such an inspiration to hear George's mom and hear him with his mom. And I remember David Letterman bringing his mom on all the time. And we do so much. When you say what inspires me, you know, no question, right? It's like you want to do a good job for your parents. You want them to be proud. You want everyone who knows you to know that you're just trying to do the right thing by them. And you want to set a good example for your own kids. So, you know, when you ask me what I'm passionate about, I just want to do the right thing. I want to see every American have the same opportunities I was given as a citizen. And that means education and employment. And I really want the best for our country. And I just believe if we all work together, we can make it happen.
You know, she drives herself still, Hillary, at 91.
That's awesome.
Oh. Well, it is, as long as you're not the other driver on the outside.
Oh, no, that's great. I love that she's independent, and I'm sure she probably still cooks, and I think it's great.
Oh, she does cook. She cooks a lot of Middle Eastern foods, and when my kids went to see her a couple months ago before this mess started, they saw her standing on a chair, a kitchen chair, to reach up to a cabinet. And my daughter just read her the riot act. Grandma, get down. What are you doing? And she just jumps up on a chair like she's 32 years old.
Yeah, that's great. Well, I'm glad she's nimble. And you know what? I think it's awesome. She's a real testament, and she's an inspiration to others. And when you hear someone who has some years on them that got there because they understand. You know, I met another woman who was in her late 90s. She was 98. And she said to me, people always ask me how I'm still around. That's because I'm forgiving. It doesn't matter what people do.
Yeah.
Live and let live. You got to forgive and move on. And your mom said the same thing. I think a lot of people who have a long life, they know how to forgive.
And she's been a good type person like that for as long as I remember. Gordon in Plant City, Florida. Hey, Gordy, go ahead.
Hey, I'm George. Hillary, thanks for taking my call. I want to ask you about a former guest that was on, you remember Ian Punnett, got Alan Kalinge on for like 3 hours. That was this.
A couple days ago.
I forgot. Yes, that's right. Now I forgot to give him a shout out. He's a former rocket scientist. And so his student loan justice group on Facebook, everyone should come and join student loan justice on Facebook. I'm the Florida chapter leader, by the way. But the question that I have is he wants to call for a cancellation of the student loans because the taxpayer has already taken in more money. And I wanted to get her opinion not only on what she thought about a partial cancellation, but also since she's pushing for some changes, I want to find out specifically what legislative changes she would seek. And on my end, we want to push for H.R. 2648, the student loan bankruptcy bill. And if I could ask her, those people that don't, that they hire, the foreigners, do these people have Social Security retirement benefits or not? Now, I know that's a lot of questions, but I'm going to hang on the line.
We may have to come back to you, Gordon, for your questions. But go ahead, Hillary, with what you can recall.
Of course. So I just want to make sure that I so appreciate your call, Gordon. Thank you so much. So there's legislation that Congressman Gosar of Arizona, who's a hero to all of us American STEM workers, sponsored. It's called the Fairness for High-Skilled Americans Act, H.R. 3564. The last time I was on your show, George, I wasn't sure if Congressman Gosar was going to sponsor a bill, but he did.
He did do it, yeah.
There's the co-sponsors, Matt Gaetz, Biggs, Brooks, the congressman from a couple other, Wright, Posey. So it's a bill that basically would ask to end this OPT program. And in addition to that, many congressmen have also sent a letter to President Trump, and also some senators, asking him to expand the immigration ban, which would include ending this OPT program. So this program is called OPT, Optional Practical Training, and that's the program that's cutting college grads out of jobs. And I hope that we can get a lot of Coast to Coast listeners like you fighting along with us to give Americans job opportunities and education.
What about canceling student debt?
Canceling student debt is a tough one, right? Because I'm not sure how the logistics work in terms of what happens then. It's Sallie Mae, right? Sallie Mae is the one who holds all the debt for all the college students. I think that, American children and those who went to university here in the United States, they've had to incur three times the cost of education than when I was at school, accounting for inflation. And a lot of that is because the prices have been jacked up because, foreign students pay full tuition and then the American students are getting also the tuition prices jacked up. And a lot of the money, these universities have these huge, huge endowments, right? $40
billion. Oh, my God, yeah.
And so, I kind of think that student debt, some of it should be canceled. I don't know if it's 100% should be canceled out, but I do think that that's such a burden on affecting people's ability to buy a home and start a family, that I do think that it's something that we should seriously.
Oh, and what about the previous people who paid off student loans? Maybe give them a check back. That would be nice, huh?
Yeah, that would be nice.
What a surprise that would be.
Can you imagine?
And again, his question about SSI, Social Security. Do any immigrants pay Social Security?
Those that are on H-1B pay Social Security, and also those that are green card holders, obviously. Yeah, the green card holders definitely pay Social Security because they're like legal permanent residents.
Okay, so they get withholding taken out and all that stuff.
But OPTs do not. So F-1s do not.
Let's go to Mike in Denver, Colorado. Michael, go ahead. Our millennial.
Hey, George, good morning. Hey, how are you? I want to echo my birthday wishes to your mom and send her all my best.
Oh, thanks, Mike.
Yeah, yeah. Hillary, thank you so much for, covering these topics. And as a young person myself, this is something I'm really excited about. And thank you for having her on, George. This means a lot. Hillary, I had kind of a comment and a question for you. So, when we talk about student loan forgiveness, it's kind of interesting because Bernie Sanders wanted to forgive all student loan by placing taxes on Wall Street and certain derivatives and kind of taxing the rich to help forgive student loan debt. So do you think that would be helpful or hurtful, to the American economy? And also, you know, people, you know, playing devil's advocate, a lot of people say that, you know, paying off student debt kind of helps build credit for young people. It teaches them how to, you know, kind of responsibly pay bills. What are your thoughts on all this? Thank you.
Thank you so much for calling. Those are great questions. I agree with you. That's why I said I wasn't sure about forgiving all student debt. But I would rather see, you know what I would love to see? We have an accounting of exactly how many foreign workers, cheap foreign laborers, have been hired by America's corporations as opposed to hiring American citizens. So you know what I think would be fair? I think it would be fair if every one of those companies that hired a foreign worker rather than an American worker, every one of those companies that replaced an American worker with a foreign worker, that they pay the student debt one-for-one for each one of the people, that the numbers that it would account. And that would come out to be well over $10 million. So
that's interesting.
Something that I would, that's something that I would go for, because that would incent, moving forward, American companies to hire Americans.
By the way, Hillary, Mike is a millennial, and if we had more like him in this country, and I believe we do, we're in pretty good shape for the future.
Absolutely. And we just need those millennials like Lauren Witzke. I hope you get behind Lauren Witzke. She's a millennial just like you, and she wants to fight same things you're talking about. And I do think that when you pay bills, it gives you responsibility, it gives you a rhythm, it teaches you kind of how to budget, and you know you have to pay certain bills, and it teaches you fiscal responsibility that lasts a lifetime. But I also think that the burden on American children and American families to get a college education today is not acceptable. I do think that American universities should educate Americans first. I think that every American university should be giving their endowment money to help educate and give opportunities for the payment of that education to American citizens. And I believe very strongly that we should, you know, most people don't know this, but if you check our AmWorkCo Twitter feed, you'll see there was a couple stories written. American universities don't pay taxes. And basically, they get subsidized.
That's right.
Through all their research.
They're supposed to be not-for-profit, right?
Right, by the federal government. So they're getting all this government money. And I think if they're getting all this government money and they don't pay taxes, we should, you know, make them or enforce some laws or create some laws that says if you're going to do that, then at least 80% of their students have to be American citizens.
Well, you're talking about paying bills. I'm going to do a little trivia question with you. If you get it right, I'll get you back in a year. If you don't get it right, you'll never be on again. You ready?
Oh, my gosh, you're too funny. Go ahead.
Wait a minute.
Hang on, George. It is almost 3 o'clock in the morning Eastern Standard Time, and I've been up for a really long time, so I'm feeling a little pressure.
I'm going to let Tommy, who's in L.A., be my judge. He'll just tell me in my ear, thumbs up or down to you. But you were talking about paying bills. What movie did the actor in the movie go, I don't think I'm going to pay any bills anymore?
You're so funny. I have no idea.
Come
on. I never get to go to the movies.
Guess.
No, I never get to go to the movies. You'd have to give me a little fun.
Office Space.
What'd you say?
Office Space, a classic movie.
Office Space.
Didn't you ever see that movie?
Gordon Gekko, maybe? I don't know.
That's a great movie.
I never get to see the movies. I don't see movies.
Well, let me ask Tom. Tom, Hillary, does she come back in a year, or is she done with Coast forever? Thumbs up or down? What do you got? But we're going to make an exception for you, Hillary, and bring you back.
Oh, George, you're such a crack-up. I love you guys, and I love your listeners, and I love being on the show. I just hope we get some America First people helping
us out. I'm going to say, we got a minute left. Take the platform. Run with it. Go ahead.
Okay, we got three moms, Marie Larson, Barbara Birch, and Hillary Gamm. We all use aliases, George. We all use aliases. And we're not out to do this to get any money or any fame or any fortune. We just want to help Americans be educated, and we want them to be able to get employment. And we want our country to succeed and the middle class to grow. So if you have even 5 minutes a week, please reach out to us at AmWorkCo. Follow us on Twitter and send us an email. I can put you on our weekly email list. You'll be part of other volunteers. We send out emails to the media providing facts. And we just try to push the narrative of America first and giving American children and American families the first opportunity for education and jobs. And we need you. We need every coast-to-coast listener. We need you. You guys are the best listeners in the country, and you're awesome, and you're Americans. And I know how proud you are of our country. And together, we can have really, we can employ more than 40 million.
We'll go for it, Hillary. Thanks. We'll talk to you again whenever you're ready in about a year or so, maybe sooner. Up next, investigative reporter Cheryl Jones, why are doctors dying?